We'll be reading from John 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Well, good morning. Merry Christmas. It's a good day to be at church on Christmas Day, to center our thoughts and our day in Christ and what Christmas really means. And if you're new to church, it's lovely that you're here, and hope to get to know you a bit more, and hope you have a good time with us this morning. I'm going to pray. Let's pray. Father, we commit our time to you. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus, for bringing him into this world to save us so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be reconciled with you and have a relationship with you, so that we can enjoy you and have hope in this life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I wonder, like, if I asked you, like, what's your favorite Christmas memory? I wonder what you'd say, and I love to hear your stories. But let me share one of my favorite Christmas memories. I was about 5 years old, and I woke up, and to my joyful surprise, there was this bike sitting there. This red and white BMX looking bike with training wheels, and it didn't have those handle brakes, but it was a pedal brake. I loved it. I remember it was such a hot day that day, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to ride this thing. And I was like, I think it was like 45 degrees, stinking hot in the sun, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to ride this thing. And I rode it and I loved it, and I was so happy, even though it was such a hot day. For many of us, Christmas is a happy time, a time of, you know, so much warmth, so much joy, so much happiness. We love the lights, we love the music, we love the food, the sharing of presents, the feeling that, you know, everything's a bit happier today, things are a bit brighter today. And for us as Christians, it's true, it has an even more joyful feeling within us, because we know the meaning of Christmas. It is full of hope in our problems, and we have perspective that comes from this knowledge. But the reality is, as we've been hearing from Ying sharing and through the prayers, that Christmas doesn't always equal joy and happiness for some people. You know, one of my friends is a counselor. And he said to me last week he didn't have a day off from his counseling work because, you know, all these clients called him for an emergency meetup for a session, because this is one of the times when life hurts the most. A time where there is more grief, there is more loss, there is more struggle, because many people struggle to cope, and things feel stronger because everyone else is happy, but what about me? I'm not happy at all at this time. And so, you know, he had lots of extra sessions, and he was exhausted by the end of the week. So for some of us, Christmas actually makes this time harder. And it's true that life is often a struggle. It is often a dark time. It's a time where we feel the loss sharper, when loneliness is more apparent. Perhaps for some of you this year, you're feeling like that. Maybe you've lost someone recently in your life. Maybe this year you've struggled with your own issues, with illness, with disappointment. Maybe you've lost your job, struggling to find another job, struggling to work out what is the future. What it is there hope in my life? Trying to work out what God has in store for you, but not sure, full of uncertainty. Maybe you're exhausted. Maybe this year's been a time when you've battled through all these kinds of relationships and you've struggled at times to hold things together, and relationships in your family have frailed and you've got into conflict and it's been a battle to just keep it all together this year. Has that been your year? Perhaps Christmas feels a little less like a celebration and more like, you know, trying to survive, trying to reach out to some hope. And it's not hard to still feel shaken, because just two Sundays ago, we had that tragedy in Bondi. You know, ordinary lives on a typical Sunday, sunny day at the beach, suddenly shattered by violence. And I can only imagine like how tough Christmas is going to be for some of those families this year. It's going to be tough. So if you're feeling weary, numb, or fragile, I want you to know this today. This passage, John chapter 1, is for you. Today from John chapter 1, I want to spend a few moments reflecting on the real comfort and the real hope that we have at Christmas. Comfort and hope that flow out of two incredible truths of Christmas. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light, and Jesus is God in the flesh. So from John chapter 1, we have these two incredible truths. The author, John, begins with these words. He says, "In the beginning." Powerful words, because they are the exact same words which the whole Bible begins with, right in the book, in the beginning, in the book of Genesis. In the beginning. And so what John wants to do is take us all the way to the beginning of creation, when there was darkness and chaos, and God created the universe. And he begins his gospel by telling us, in the beginning, what was happening in the beginning? Well, he says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, who is the Word? Who is this Word that was there at the beginning? He says, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now that might sound strange to you. The Word was with God, yet the Word was God. But then he says this. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. This Word is life. It is light in the darkness. What is going on here? Who is this Word that seems so abstract, and yet he's a light that seems so abstract in the darkness? It's not easy to grasp these abstract ideas. But we're told in the beginning that this Word was the Creator. This Word, all things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was without Him. He made everything. This is the Creator Himself. And who is the Creator? The Creator is God. And this God becomes a light in the darkness. And this light is the life. And the life was the light of men. This abstract idea of the Word, this divine Word, in other words, is coming close, near to us. This light coming in. And we read later on that this Word becomes flesh and makes His dwelling among us. So two incredible truths. Jesus is the light in the darkness. Jesus is God in the flesh. And out of these two tremendous truths, I want us to know that at Christmas time, there is real hope in the darkness. In all of your darkness, in all of the darkness of this world. And secondly, Jesus is God in the flesh. And that tells us that God has come to us, full of grace and full of love. So the first thing, Jesus is the light in the darkness. Let me expand on that a bit more. John 1 verses 4 to 5 says, "In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." So the first thing I want to say is John is honest here. He's honest about the darkness. The darkness is real. There is darkness. He doesn't minimize it. Darkness is real. And in Scripture, and particularly in the Gospel of John, what is darkness? Darkness not only represents the brokenness that we experience in life, but darkness represents sin. Darkness represents spiritual blindness in the book of John. It represents separation from God. The kind of darkness we see in our news headlines and that brokenness that we experience in our lives and in our relationships, they are only a reflection of the real darkness. And that real darkness is this darkness where we can't see God. We can't find our way to God. We're lost unless there is true light that shows us the way to find God and have this relationship with God. And this darkness is oppressive and it's everywhere, and we are blind and we need help and we are lost without this light. And it's in this darkness that God comes, and He comes and He brings light into that darkness. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. We know that this life, that is the light, we're told later, is Jesus. And Jesus is the one who pierces through the darkness and shows us the way to the Father. The darkness is strong and it's pervasive and it's everywhere and it wants to resist. But we're told that the darkness has not overcome it. This light is powerful. This light is the way for everyone, for all humanity in the broken world that we live in. And Jesus is this light who shows us the way to God so that we can truly know and understand and have and find hope. Now, some of you may feel like darkness is winning right now. You may feel numb, overwhelmed, barely holding on. And the solution isn't, I want you to know, the solution isn't, oh, I just need to think more positively. Because you know, and I know, that often doesn't really work. I just need to be more positive, think more positively, then I'll be more hopeful. You rarely get there. I rarely get there when if I'm just thinking in that way. But this truth here, that Jesus is the light in the darkness, that's where true hope is. That's where real hope is. Jesus is saying, here I am in your darkness. Look to me in this darkness. I am your light. I am the light in the darkness, in this broken world. What happened at Bondi reminds us how fragile our lives actually are. But it also reminds us how desperately we need a light that cannot be extinguished. And this is why Christmas is such an incredible time, an incredible reminder that hope has come. Because the light has come in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. He says in verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. When Jesus was born, he came to be the light. So take home point number one, Jesus is the light in the darkness, and Christmas is the gift to us of this unextinguishable light, this permanent hope that we all have, because this baby would grow up and he would be the way, because he would die on the cross for us. That leads me to the second truth that I want us to take away. And that is Jesus is God in the flesh. If the first point is what Jesus does for us, then the second point is all about who he is for us. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And this is where I really want all of us, no matter what sort of a year you have, I really want all of us to feel the love that God has for you. You see, God did not remain distant from our brokenness. He didn't leave us in our spiritual depravity, spiritual brokenness, where we are lost in our and blind and we don't know what to do, where to go, how to find hope and purpose. No. God comes. He comes near to us. He comes into where we are, into our fragility, into our brokenness, into our humanity. And he dwells among us. He becomes human like us. He took on our humanity with all of its weakness and limitation and vulnerability. And Jesus experienced everything that we've experienced in our brokenness. He knew grief. He knew betrayal. He knew violence. He knew injustice, and he knew death. He faced death himself. Remember in the garden, he said, Lord, if there's another way, take this cup away from me. He looked at death. He faced it. But he said, Lord, your will be done. And he chose to suffer and die for us, as one of us, in order to take our sin upon himself, to be a sacrifice for us. So, this is the second important truth that I want us to understand. As Christians, we have a God who's come to us in the flesh. And in this great truth, God is saying to you, to each of us, I know you. I know you. And I see you. I see everything about you. I see how broken you are. I see how lost you are. I see how hurt you are. Whatever you're going through, Christmas reminds us that God says, I know it all. I know everything about you. And I love you. I feel it all. And I love you. So Christmas, we're coming to a God who says, I have been everywhere that you've been. I've experienced everything that you've experienced. And he says, I'm here for you. That's what Christmas is about. The birth of a God who comes to us to love us, to care for us, to show us the way, and to bring us home. So my second take home is this. Jesus is God in the flesh. And it's a great reminder that God gets us and he loves us and he is with us. So where does that leave us? So my encouragement to all of us is this. Let's remember what Christmas is really about. It's all about Jesus. And through Jesus, there is real hope for every single one of us. Real hope and real love. So therefore, let us put our hope in Jesus. You're going to have a great day today. I'm sure a lot of you are going to have a lot of fun. You're going to eat a lot of food. I'm going to eat a lot of food. I'm going to enjoy a lot of good times. And but let me encourage you to remember what Christmas is really about. It's a time when light has come into the world. And that light is the hope that has come to all of mankind. A hope that is not just now in this life, but in the life to come. Because this baby that was born would grow up and he would die on the cross as one of us, for our sins, so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be reconciled with God and have a relationship with God. So let us, this Christmas, if you haven't had the opportunity for a while to draw near to God, do that today. Do that today. Draw near to God and remember that he loves you, that you matter to him. You matter so much that he would be sent into this world as one of us to die for us. So that if any of us who put our trust in him will not perish, but have eternal life. So go forth today. Know that you have hope and find joy in him. Let me pray. Father, we thank you that in this dark and broken world, when we often feel so uncertain about the future, where we don't know what to do, where to go. Lord, thank you that you show us the way by sending your son Jesus, who is a light in our darkness, who gives us hope when we feel hopeless, who shows us that there is hope beyond this life, who shows us that we are greatly loved by you. So we thank you for the birth of your son, for there we find hope, and there we find your love. In Jesus' name, amen.